The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
This is your friend Devin Leary.
We have started a journey which I thought I was done with. I thought I was done with Bachelor. I thought I was done with The Bachelorette. I thought this was my past. And yet, I found myself logging onto Hulu. I found myself starting a journey with Charity, who I do really like.
I love Charity, and I thought I liked her too much. I thought her season would not bring anything to the table just because she's too nice and normal to have drama.
She's not Claire Crawley's imitation of June Diane Raphael.
It's actually not. Although, there is one. Even as far away as they get from June Diane Raphael's character, the setups of the show are still so like burning love. Like there's a preview at the beginning of the episode of the season ahead. And why do they always have to have the thing where someone's like, and he's not serious about this process? Like they show her saying,
it's like spring break.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's like spring break. You're like, you're staying at a hotel dating someone.
Yeah. And also like the new sketch on I Think You Should Leave. It's like a Bachelor style dating show. And Tim Robinson plays one character who just is there for the zip line. She's like, I feel like you're only here because you want to go on the zip line. And he's like, that's not true. So they can't help but be a parody of themselves. But
this
Charity is a child and family therapist. She
loves
27, which is a little young, but it's like she could be settling down.
I'm so desperate right now to fall in love that I found myself really feeling as though I was embodying her. Like, for instance, when a guy had his, 5 minutes with her and he had a gift from his parents to her, including a letter, I found myself moved. I didn't think that's insane. I didn't have the usual. I've really seen my loneliness, unfortunately, in this first episode because I didn't have my usual responses, which is when she said, give me my husband. I didn't think crazy. I thought, yes. I'm sure your husband is here. I want to talk about a few of the positions, few of the occupations that we find gentlemen in because I really did think that she had some good guys. I mean, there's the guy who's studying autoimmune disease because his mom suffers from one. Anyone with a tragic backstory gets me in bed. That's just
if you have a slightly sad backstory, I will have sex with you. He knits. We have a firefighter. We have an underwater welder. And I didn't know those still existed. I thought that was more of a World War II thing. But I guess, you know, ships still do exist. They still are in the harbors.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Like,
he fixes boo-boos on ships and cruises.
But does he have to go underwater to do it?
He certainly does in that big dopey helmet. That guy, like, that's the kind of guy where his lifestyle would probably bother me after a few dates.
Okay, can I just say, though, like, I think the underwater welder, the zeitgeist is against his favor. Like, everyone's so against underwater right now. It's like, we had the submersible, we have the orcas fighting back. So it's kind of like, if he had been a drone pilot in the Obama years, that's right, kind of the equivalent of being an underwater welder in 2023. But
yeah,
best of luck to all.
I really was starting to think, wow, Charity has such a nice selection of men. And then comes the pro wrestler, who I actually struggled to look at. He had a goatee that I thought he was a plant. I thought he was a joke. That's the right word for it. I literally paused because I was having trouble looking at him in his shirtless gold and wearing a gold mask. If it's not John Cena, no thank you to wrestlers. I don't have time.
Really? I think a lot of them are really hot, but not this one.
Not this one. He's wearing I have this rule about men in suits. Nothing fun. Nothing funky. You're not Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval shouldn't be.
Oh, I get what you're saying, right.
Wearing Tom Sandoval. It should be black, navy, no fun suits.
Agree. Not even a linen seersucker.
No, 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 no. Why do you need to show your personality? Have a personality that you show. You know, they say be yourself. They say express yourself. I'm going to make an argument. Don't. Maybe keep things to yourself. Maybe don't express yourself through fashion.
Yeah.
And that's a hot take.
No, no. Also, I didn't think this topic would come up. Any man with a Rick and Morty t-shirt, do not trust him. And also, the whole Rick and Morty universe is full of inside jokes and insider references. So a lot of these t-shirts you see and you think, oh, something about apples. Okay, who cares? Oh, something about a pickle. Like, that has nothing to do with me. Okay? You need to look these things up. You need to understand any possible t-shirt that could reference Rick and Morty so that you can save yourself from years of suffering. You need to do this. People
back
of the
away.
World, dating straight men. Anyone who dates a straight man has men on their clicked off on their dating apps.
I'm taking a break from the Bachelorette discourse to admit that I have sent two direct requests in the past few weeks on Raya. And those aren't cheap.
Okay, can I ask what happened to the... First of all, what is a direct request on Raya? I don't actually know what that is.
It's basically you're not waiting for the person to match you back. You're sending them a message.
And they'll see it no matter what?
Exactly.
Okay. Were these celebrities?
One of them was, in the world of Hollywood, a celebrity for a famous show he created. I don't know why I'm like hiding this. He was one of the Duffer brothers who created Stranger Things.
Okay. That's cool.
And he was in Atlanta, where I was. So I was like, this is fun. Let's go on a date in Atlanta.
Did he respond?
What I'll say is I did not go on a date in Atlanta and I did not get a response. That was unfortunate. I will say that I also couldn't tell if he was of my height, which would have been uncomfortable upon meeting. Not because, again, I would be weird, but because 99.98% of men are weird when they find out they're not as tall as me.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm on the expensive version of Raya where I can search professions in cities. Now, this isn't very useful, one might say. But then I realized that I could look up chefs in Los Angeles.
Aha.
As a magician once said, aha. Or
I
voila.
I just sent a rose to a chef on Hinge.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if we end up with chefs, we've hacked the system. We've cracked the code.
So he was really, 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 really hot. He's out of my league, I would say. But
tattoos?
No tattoos, but tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. We both communicated about sending a double message last yes. week. Did mm-hmm. you send the double message?
I sure did. I did not get a response. But what I'm choosing to look at right now is I have not put myself out there in years. I'm putting myself out there. I'm opening myself up. And that is really cool and something I did not expect to do.
I totally agree.
What about you?
So I sent the double message. So my thing was that I had met this person in person at a party and asked for their number. And then I messaged with them for about a day and they stopped responding for like another full day. And so I double messaged to my previous thing and said, do you want to hang out sometime? The person responded and said, oh, yeah, let's hang out on Thursday. Okay. And you get your hopes up. Yeah, I would too. Yeah, I would too. Yeah, I would too. We go on a date. A lot of fun. I was enjoying myself. I was trying to read this person, but they were very confusing to read. And I couldn't tell if they liked me, but I definitely liked them. Probably a red flag that I even am drawn to them. I think the date goes great. We text the next day. That was Friday. Last thing I said was a very easy question to respond to. And never heard from them again. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But I think the thing I'm telling myself is clearly that person showed themselves as a loser because they're lost.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to date a fucking loser.
So I actually triple messaged him and told him what a loser he is and how he's so unlucky to be such a loser to have never responded to me.
And I'm waiting on a response.
And one word for that is smooth.
Did you really write him back after
no,
you just left with a question?
No, I didn't. I want true
romance. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think two things. One of which is an old version of myself, if that had happened to me, would have, well, A, I probably would have been drinking and would have written him drunk, being like, I want to have sex with you. So the world is lucky to be spared that personality of mine. But I think I would have still tried to pursue someone. So I do think it's cool that you're like, oh, I this person's a loser. I don't want to date anyone who's not responding to me.
It's disrespectful to not respond. Like, if you've actually been on a date with someone, you have to just say, like, I'm not into this, or I don't have space for this.
Yeah. I mean, c'est la vie. Or I was trying to say au revoir. I speak French.
A vie de zin.
Yeah. Good
luck. I speak Heidi Klum.
And good night. I have a question, which is, were there any characteristics of this person that you've never dated before or that you would like to find in someone else besides attractiveness? And I ask that because I'm right now looking for things that I've never received before.
No, honestly, like, there wasn't anything that I was like, whoa, this is like something. I just found this person really easy to talk to. Like, we met at a party and had like a really like interesting conversation. And then I thought they were really smart and like funny and interesting. But I've definitely met a lot of smart, funny, interesting people who I like to talk to. So it's not like there was anything super special.
And then I have a follow up.
Okay.
What are traits that you have never had before do you think that you were looking for in a partner or relationship?
I think the main thing is like total comfort and certainty. Like, I know this person loves me and I love them. Like, there's no doubt. There's no feeling of having to win this person over, convince them I'm worth it. Like, do all the right things to make sure they stick around. Like, I've never just felt like, wow, this person, I believe everything they're saying. I trust them. They definitely love me as much as I love them. And they're like totally going to take care of me. And I'm going to take care. Like, I've never felt mutual. Like, I think I love in a way that's like very unconditional and like blind kind of. And I don't think I've ever received that back.
Yeah, I can identify with that.
What about you?
I think, yeah, unconditional. I think I'll just say shout out to Yoni Shrira. We love him. I've dated someone who I could trust. This person will be with me if I gain 10 pounds. This person will be with me if I don't wear makeup tonight when I see him. He might like me more with makeup on, but this person will not comment on that. I don't know. I you know, my last boyfriend, I remember saying, which dress should I wear? And he was like, you look good in both. And I that sounds very obvious, but I really enjoyed that quality. But I will say that I am looking for that again. And now that I'm an adult, I'm not 24 anymore. I'm not even 26 anymore. I'm looking for an even bigger commitment because I'm looking for, and this sounds so, actually, I don't care. This sounds so bachelorette. I'm looking for a husband. I really want to get married. I really want a partner. And that sounds so vulnerable to say, but it's something I've really realized recently was that, like, I don't really want to date. I really want to find someone. And I know that dating is the path to do that, but I'm not looking for the lifestyle of Carrie Bradshaw, turns out, or Samantha Jones. I don't want to fuck around. I don't really crave that as much. I really crave partnership and I really crave someone who's on my team and that I don't have to worry about. And I think to make a long story short, that is what I'm looking for, is someone I don't have to worry about. And when I say worry about, I mean, I can be preoccupied with my own stuff and trust that they know their happiness is their responsibility and I don't have to attend mood at all.
Totally.
I think that I have sometimes taken responsibility for my partner's feelings without even them asking. And I think that, like, finding someone who knows how to take care of themselves emotionally is really important. And I think that, like, what you're saying, when you find someone who's really committed to you, you can relax in a way that completely lets you focus on your own life.
Yes.
Which I'm also really like doing. I like focusing on my life. I like not worrying about anything except
Brayden.
Who?
Brayden, the traveling nurse from The Bachelorette, who wears earrings and a scarf.
So Brayden looks like, from the teaser for the upcoming season, like he's going to be trouble. But I will say that I thought it was so weird how, first of all, I'm not going to even get into the disguise that Charity's brother wears that makes him look absolutely bananas, cuckoo crazy. And I was like, obviously, any of these contestants with a working brain are going to be like, okay, this is some sort of gimmick because the camera is on the bartender who's asking us all these personal questions. But yes, Charity's brother dresses up in a spy getup and says that he's going to listen in. Now, what I would have heard more, what I would have flagged for my sister is the guy who was like, yeah, I'm much more into curvaceous women because Charity's really skinny. But I would have flagged that for Charity being like, someone has already like clarified that they, you're not like their typical type. But instead, what he flags is that Brayden was so excited that they kissed and thought that he was going to get the first impression rose. And I was like, this is when I really liked Charity, because I feel like the Claire Crawleys of the world, the Tayshas of the world would have been like, you are disrespecting me. Like, they would have really used it as like some kind of thing to make it. They would have used it as a dramatic moment. Instead, Charity is like, yeah, I completely get why you felt that way, because I do really like you.
Well, also, it was like,
was I surprised she chose Clark Kent and with diamond earrings on? Yeah, there was a lot hotter guys.
Who said that he has wanderlust like Aladdin and that he just wants to travel the world and jump off cliffs. And
does he think, yeah, Aladdin is a real person?
I think he really does. But it was also funny. One of the recaps I was reading was saying that the one guy, he was like one of the first guys they showed. He's really hot and really tall. I forget his job, but it's like something really impressive. And his name's Aaron. And he said, or you can pronounce it Aaron, which is a reference to the show Key and Peele. And the recap was, it's from the Vulture recap, was like making fun of how like no one in the Bachelor universe would ever get that reference, because it's like a smart comedy show that like no one. So she was just like, oh, okay, Aaron.
Hard to get that.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, Brayden was definitely weird, and I can see he's going to be drama in the future, but I also think it's even weirder that her brother wanted to listen to men talk about dating his sister, and then, like, afterwards said he felt weird about that. And I respect that she didn't listen to it.
It would be funny if every episode her brother shows up in disguise.
In, like, worse and worse disguises. And listening for different things.
He, like, comes to overnights.
He's dressed as a succulent in the fantasy suites.
Yes, exactly. He has like prosthetics on.
I also think that it's messed up that she like pranked Brayden, kind of. Like, she was like, so I have to talk to you because like my brother. And then he's like, oh, psych on me. Never mind. I get to stay. That's like how this whole show is, though. We also, another interesting character that shows up right after Brayden is the father, Spencer.
There's just,
I have some a little boy
pillars of the Bachelor franchise, and Spencer, the father, who, when my, one of my favorite parts of this episode was Charity saying, and that must be really like really hard, like leaving him to do this. And Spencer goes, yeah, like, oh, I've actually really kept and thought about it, but kind of sure.
He said it in the most creepiest way possible. He said, I have a little boy. And like, for some reason, my first thought was like, does he like, did he kidnap a child? And like, he has a little boy
in the trunk of my car.
Yeah. Like, I was like, what? And then he's like, my son. And then he's like, is it weird that that was so hard for me to tell you? And she's like, no. What?
Anyone who is crying this early, seek help.
He cried uncontrollably in the confessional, which, you know, they filmed that after, like, they filmed the confessionals about the rose ceremony after the rose ceremony. So they're cutting to him in a confessional, and he's uncontrollably crying about like what could possibly happen if Charity rejects him after he opened up about having a little boy. Severe. It's severe.
I would say maybe you're not ready to go out there.
I want true romance.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a few behind the scenes details about the Bachelor or Bachelorette franchise, which I learned from a PA who worked on Hannah's season.
Interesting.
She said, that Hannah would get blackout drunk at every date, so they had to edit it before the end of the date.
That's incredible.
I thought was iconic. They also said that they would buy $1,200 worth of alcohol for the contestants, and they would go through it so quickly. Because there was nothing to do except drink.
Well, that is interesting because, you know, you don't often see people get super fucked up on the Bachelor franchise.
This is true.
Only Bachelor in Paradise. But I was talking to someone yesterday who said that on Love Island, they have a 2-drink minimum. So none of the contestants can ever get drunk, which is so
interesting. You mean maximum?
Oh, maximum. Sorry. Yeah.
I was like, damn, they're really serious about causing drama.
You have to have two drinks
by noon.
So that's interesting because it's like an American reality show is so the opposite. Like the point is like being blackout for drama. But yeah, it looks like on this show, they were like excited to drink and get fucked up. Like maybe this cast is going to be like the Jersey Shore of Bachelorette cast. So that would be fun.
Speaking of getting fucked up, speaking of reality TV, I have an announcement. I would like to invite you, if you're not already on it, but I suspect you must be, and our listeners, and it's something that I would love to do an episode on. I'm interested in getting into the world of Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Are you joking? I literally recommended that on this podcast like 3 episodes ago.
So I do remember that. I do think that is the first seed that was planted. And I would like to, I've heard some relationship focused drama on that show, specifically about a guy going down on a girl when she was not on her period, but he thought she was on her period and scolded her for that. So that interaction I find to be traumatic and I will have to experience it firsthand.
Yeah, this season is really good.
That is what I'm hearing. And until the new season of VPR, which I was really excited to see that they're filming, I will have to watch that. I'm currently watching season 6 of Vanderpump Rules. And that is, of course, when Jax cheats on Brittany with Faith. Mm. And while a elderly woman is asleep nearby. But I'll have to keep going and explore a new Bravo universe.
I would like to invite you and all of our listeners to watch what is one of the only dating shows that I have wanted to actually go on. I watched it and thought, this should be me. I should be there. This looks like a fucking dream. It's called Swiping America on Max. It's about four singles, one gay woman, one gay man, and two straight women who travel across America, staying in really nice Airbnbs and going on dates with random people. The reason why the show looks so fun and is so good is because they all live in a house together. So they like go on dates and then they're like, okay, is anyone bringing anyone home?
That is really fun.
There's a friendship element. They all become friends. They all like talk about relationships and love and what holds them back and what helps them. And all the characters are really likable. And a guy that I went on a date with is in one of the episodes.
Wow. You just can't stop dating reality TV stars.
I know. I went on two dates with him, actually. And he is randomly one of the guys that a girl on the show goes on a date with and nothing happens. But anyway, that show is amazing. Highly rec.
I will start with Below Deck. I need one thing at a time. And then I will watch Swiping America because I need that aspect, and it's why I love Bachelor in Paradise. I need that aspect of socializing, of fun, of group. Of group. Therapy? No. Of group shenanigans. Yeah. I like seeing people match up. I like seeing people break up. I like seeing hookups. I'm just that kind of kooky aunt who likes my stories.
I love my friggin' stories.
I love my friggin' stories. Okay. I have a question for you, which is, you are coming out of, and I have an answer for this, so I'm curious if you do. What is your coming out of the limo move if you were on The Bachelor and you were a contestant?
So, Bachelor standing there waiting. Bachelor yes. doesn't know who's going to come out. Mm-hmm. And first, they think they see nothing. But then when they look low down on the ground, they see a little fluffy guy named Cookie sauntering out.
I predicted this in my head. Continue.
Then I get out. I'm hysterically crying. My hair is a mess. I'm covered in dirt. I say, has anyone seen my son? Has anyone seen my son? I lost my son. And then he's like, oh, do you mean your cat? And I'm like, oh, my God, you found him. You found my son. And then I go into a long explanation of why I'm not a bad mother. I just lost track of him. The limo is so big and he's so small. And then I say, can I use your bathroom and just walk into the mansion?
Can I respond and say what I think the outcome for that is going to be? Three words. First impression, Rose, it's yours.
I thought you were going to say the Golden Globe nomination, it's yours.
Best now, actress.
What would your entrance be?
So this is inspired by the world's most successful jumper, which is the occupation, question mark. Is that an occupation of one of Charity's contestants who can jump very high?
I forgot about that.
So the first thing he does is does a backflip. I do not like backflips. I don't like seeing people do them. It stresses me out. It scares me. I'm just so worried about people's necks. In fact, I dated someone who could do a backflip and I said, please never do a backflip again because I'm worried you'll get injured and break your neck. My last boyfriend.
Really?
Yes.
That's insane. I know. I know.
It's so crazy.
That.
I know. It's nuts.
Okay.
But what I would do is come out of the limo. I would be holding a box. I would say, my name's Carolina. And not only am I sweet, I would open up the box and there'd be a dozen donuts inside. And I would say, but I have an appetite for love. And I would hand him one donut. And then I would eat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 donuts in succession in front of him. It might take me 20 minutes, I would say, keep the camera rolling. Maybe I have to sit down at a certain point. I would not stop until all those donuts were done. And if he's still interested and if I get a rose, that is someone I could really see myself marrying.
Okay. Two words in response to that.
What?
I'm diarrhea. Hungry. I'm hungry.
We are going to continue this journey. Today is a short episode, but we have so much more to offer in terms of charity season and in terms of my journey on Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which I will be starting because I want to be a part of a community. I want to make more friends, and I believe this is the way to do it. I want to get closer to my friend Devin, and I really believe this is a way that we can grow our friendship.
We're going to do an episode on this most recent season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht and all the trials and tribulations that occur.
Life is not easy, especially when you're on a boat or a submersible, as we have come to learn. May they rest in peace.
And that's, but this is different. It's different because we're not, when you're on Below Deck Sailing Yacht, when you're watching it, you're on the side of the poppers, not the princess.
What is poppers besides a loosening agent?
P-A-U-P-E-R, poppers.
Oh, you mean like you're literally on the side of the below deck, like the downstairs.
Okay. The downstairs. So you're not part of the submersible crowd.
Got it. Well, from popper to popper, I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true. True romance, it's so romantic. Love me, baby, don't leave me hanging. I want true.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.